Chapter 74. Spring is upon us, Eline said. Vi joined her on the balcony, still sweating from her exertions with the hundreds of Magi practicing in the yard below. Kylar was outside the city, training with his master again, and Eline had asked to meet. Vi tried to swallow away a lump in her throat as Eline turned and smiled at her. "You've been avoiding me," Eline said. Vi wanted to say that she'd been busy. She had. The chattel were gathering. Women were joining Vi's shield sisters every day. Messages had to be passed secretly to the speaker, and always tactics and magic had to be practiced. But all those weren't why she hadn't met with Eline. The past 2 months had seen them grow strangely closer, but the coming of spring was a naked sword.
"I need your advice, Vi. You know how Kylar's gift works, and you also know how his mind works. I'm afraid he'll try to do something stupid to save me if..."
She laid a hand on her stomach.
"If what?" Vi asked.
Then it hit her.
"Ah, shit, you're pregnant."
Eline blushed and said quietly,
"A healer confirmed it for me this morning. I'm 1 month along. Haven't even had a touch of morning sickness. Lucky, I guess."
Lucky. That was one way to put it. If Kylar found out... Actually, Vi had no idea what he'd do, but stupid heroism was likely. Unfortunately, she had no idea how stupid heroism would show itself.
"It complicates things,"
Eline said. Vi could see from her face that she didn't mean only for Kylar.
"I can make you tansy tea," Vi said.
Eline was incredulous. If I'd wanted it to die, I'd wait a month. God, that's the most stupidly callous thing anyone's ever said to me. Vi stood transfixed.
"I'm stupid and callous. This is why you never let anyone in. If you do, they shit all over you."
Eline closed her eyes, and when she opened them, the anger was gone.
"I'm sorry. I'm feeling really emotional and upset, but that doesn't make it right to take it out on you. You're not stupid, I'm sorry."
"But I am callous." Eline paused.
"You've been through hell, Vi. You are callous, but less and less every day. And I'm sorry I said that. Can you forgive me?"
The thing about Eline that made her a good friend and a pain in the ass was that she didn't lie, not even when apologizing. If she were less tender-hearted, the lack of guile would be infuriating. Hugh Gibbet had always told the truth and used it to hammer everyone. Eline's gentleness made it hard to stay mad.
"Yes," Vi said.
"What do you need?" Eline smiled slowly, and it was like the sun breaking through dark clouds. When she smiled, unself-consciously, she was beatific. It wasn't a courtesan's beauty, though the gods and Vi knew that Eline had spent a lot of time in the last 2 months exploring the courtesan's skills and pleasures. Yet it was feminine and utterly alluring. When Eline felt joy, it was always joy shared. Her naivete in experiencing the best from others somehow drew out the best in them.
"I'm glad you're my friend, Vi. I've been meaning to have this talk with you for a while."
She scowled, uncertain how to begin. Vi felt the lump rise again in her throat, but there was no leaving, no escape.
"I'm going to die," Eline said. "I'm scared, especially with this."
She put her hand on her stomach protectively. "I've complained to the god a lot about it, to tell you the truth. I know you think I'm either totally holy or totally deluded, but
I've asked God every way I know how to let me live without it disrupting his plan. I want to live, and I want Kylar to live, and I want our baby to live, and I want Kylar to do all the big things God created him to do.
And what's your God say?
Vi asked. The way Eline related to her God wasn't at all how Vi had related to Nisos, but whether or not he was real in Eline's mind, and you don't mock the beliefs of someone so near death.
He says, he's with me.
That's helpful, Vi said.
Yes,
Eline said, missing or deciding to miss the sarcasm.
Kylar fears that he's a man born to be forever alone. He thinks the last couple of months has been him cheating fate. He's not a man born to be alone, Vi. But some lies take a long time to heal. I don't have time. When I'm gone, I want you to take care of Kylar. In every way. He is the most precious thing in all this world to me, and I trust you with him. He'll need you. You'll know when he's ready. And when you are.
Vi had thought it, of course, as she sat in her room with the newlyweds canoodling on the other side of a not thick enough wall. She'd thought of it 100 times.
This torture won't last forever.
Eline would die come spring. Worse, she'd thought that once Eline was dead, she might have Kylar herself.
I've been selfish, Eline said. I knew we only had a couple of months, so I've been selfish for myself and for Kylar. I know you've paid the price for that. I've seen your face some of the mornings after.
Eline cleared her throat.
After Kylar and I stayed up late. I know you love him, Vi. And I can't imagine how I would have felt if our places were reversed. If I were in your place, I'd look forward to this ending. It's all right.
It's not all right to wish your friend was dead, Vi said stiffly. Her eyes felt hot.
For that, and everything else you may have thought or done, I forgive you, Vi. Everything really is going to be all right. God has a purpose in this, even if we don't see it.
You're leaving, Vi said.
Yes.
And you haven't told him.
I've tried. Kylar's not ready to hear it. Vi, help him know that loving again is no betrayal. He's immortal, and living forever without love is hell.
When are you leaving? Vi asked.
Now.
Where?
King Gyre's marching into Kalador in a few weeks. There are women in his army. I'll join them. At least that's my plan. God might have something different for me.
Why join them?
To force Kylar to be there. He's sworn he wouldn't leave me again for Logan, but that's where he needs to be. If nothing else, I'll die fighting for something.
You're not a warrior, Eline.
No. But I am a fighter. Do you have any idea what Kylar will do when he finds out?
Vi said.
I've left a letter for him on the table, telling him that I'm staying at the Chantry overnight. I hope I lie better in writing than in person, because I'll need the head start. But here's another letter that tells the truth.
She paused.
Well, not the whole truth. I didn't tell him I'm pregnant. He's going to hurt enough. Please make sure he gets it.
She handed the note to Vi.
You're putting me in the middle of this? He'd feel your complicity through your bond. You might want to stay at the Chantry for a couple of days. Eileen hugged her, at first awkwardly, and then fiercely. Vi hugged her back. Her eyes teared up faster than she could blink away, and through her bond, she felt Kylar's sudden alarm from a mile away. It wasn't in words, but she could feel his wonder, "Are you crying?" She sent a wave of reassurance to him, which left him even more befuddled. "I don't want you to go," Vi said. Eileen pulled back and searched Vi's eyes.
"You mean that. I can tell. Even with how hard this has been, you mean it."
"I've never had a friend," Vi said. "I don't want to lose you."
"You're a better woman than you know, Vi. God bless you."